On today's Tech Help for Churches, linking to a place in the video other than the beginning. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week we talk about using the internet, new media, social media, etc. for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, by the way, so just ask your question below the video. If you're listening to the audio, that's fine too. Just hit me up over at Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllanCliff, or you can drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. So, first off, I'm really excited to be back. It's been a while since I've been in front of the camera. I pre-recorded a couple of shows because I was freelancing. They're not all totally up in every place yet, but soon. And then last week was Memorial Day, so I didn't release the show then. So this is really the first time I've been in front of the camera for a while, talking to you specifically. Now I do 4 shows a week, so I talk to some of you a lot, but others, you only tune into this show. So, welcome back. You might not have known that I left, but I did. So, let's dive into the subject matter. We've been talking all about YouTube, and YouTube is just this great platform that's wonderful because it's free, it's powerful, and it can do a lot more than people think. One thing is, sometimes, and this is going to be particularly helpful if you upload your entire church service, sometimes you want to send someone to a specific point in the church service. Now, how can you do that? Well, you could say, hey, it's 10 minutes, 52 seconds in. But really, that's not a really good way to do it. There are a couple of better ways to do it. So the first thing that I'd recommend is in the comments section, when you're uploading the video, just include a comment that says when things are. So if you have like opening worship starts at 22 seconds. You just put 0:22 opening worship. And when you do that, YouTube knows that what you mean is make this a hot link to 22 seconds into this video. And it just works. So you can do several of those. And the format's really very simple. If it's just seconds, it's 0, and the number of seconds as a 2-digit number, no spaces. If it's minutes and seconds, then it's however many minutes, 1 or 2 digits, doesn't matter, :, and then however many seconds. If it's no seconds, just put :00. If it's hours, let's say it's 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 34 seconds, that would be 1:12:34. So it's really very simple. The hours is actually a fairly recent addition. For a while, there was no way to do hours. So you did 1, it would just jump to minutes. So that wasn't very good. But that's the way to do it on YouTube. But what if you want to send someone a link to just that part of service? No problem. You can either watch to that point on YouTube, click on the share button. If it's part of a playlist, uncheck send this playlist, and go down below the link. There's a place where it says start at. And at start at, if you're on that point, it's automatically filled in. Once you do that, it's going to add something to the end of the link. You copy that link, send it to your friend, put it in a website, what have you. That's not a big deal. But it could be that there's already a video that you have the link to, and you don't want to go back to YouTube. You just want to put the little thing on the end to send them directly to, let's say, 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 22 seconds. How do you do that? Well, right after the link, no spaces, start with a question mark. Right after the question mark, put an equal sign. After the equal sign, do 1H, that's 1 hour, which if this was just so many minutes into the video, you could leave out the 1H. Then however many minutes, if it was 12 minutes, it would be 1-2-M for minutes. And then however many seconds, we've said 34 seconds, 3-4-S. So the whole link would read whatever the link is from YouTube, then question mark equals 1H12M34S. And that'll take you directly to that. So this is really powerful if, for example, you have a baptism service and maybe you're getting baptized. You can send that to friends and family and say, hey, here's where I get baptized, and you can go directly to that link. You can do that for your children, let's say a baby baptism, baby dedication, depending on your denomination, what you do, not judging. And then you could do that if you're singing a solo, or your son is singing a solo, or your daughter's playing guitar. You could send people links this way. And what's great about this is you've got a good, legitimate excuse to send someone a link because it's something, you know, they're friends, they might care. So you can send them that, and you might notice I only told you where it starts. Yeah, there's no thing to say stop it at this point, not that I know of at least. So by doing that, they're free to watch or not watch, it's up to them. So it's a good no-pressure way to kind of invite people to your church because you say, hey, check out my daughter's guitar playing, and you send them the link, and then they just don't stop it, and then they hear the preacher preach. Absolutely could happen. So there are some evangelistic opportunities with this technique, and it's something that I think a lot of churches are just not taking advantage of, and it's something that your church can use as you're spreading the gospel and using your platform in the community to go out and change eternity. If you like this content, don't hesitate to subscribe to my email newsletter, and you can do that by heading over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts. G-I-F-T-S, and there you can pick up all great church tech goodies, along with a free subscription to my email newsletter. There you'll find all sorts of good church tech tips and tricks, including something I sent out that's no longer good, but if you'd been a member, you would have gotten this, and that was an email coupon for 50% off my new store. Yeah, I've got a store over at trinitydigitalmedia.com. So if you go to https://trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, you can pick up my books that have been published and some other things that I just keep adding more and more resources to that. So that's something else. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com.